With only the fair maiden before thee, thou descended beneath the Ulusil township with thine sworn family in hand. The path was blocked by the former townsfolk, mangled and twisted by the vile darkness that has taken hold. The bloated creatures were easily felled, and thou foundest the dungeons in short order. But beyond the rusted cells was something more horrid than anything thou had seen in thine travels thus far. Beyond the cracked wall of the dungeon annex was the chasm of the abyss itself, an endless void of wretched dark. 'Twas a sight of pure terror in all its dreadful banality, but thine journey was near its merciful end, and thou pressed forth. The chasm grew more and more devoid of life as thou madest thine descent. 'Twas a frightful journey that culminated as thou neared the base. As thou peered over the edge of a precarious cliff, thou wert surprised, once more, by the grasp of the manic claw that shot forth from the darkness. It took thee into its embrace and beckoned thee into the depths of the abyss. There, upon the very bedrock of Ulusil's underbelly, stood the beast that had summoned thee to this forbidden place. 'Twas a primeval creature, taller than any man, and sprouting great horns from its vile head. Its humanity had flourished and transformed it into the very embodiment of dark itself. And it had only thee under its terrible gaze. The battle that ensued was beyond mere mortal comprehension. 'Twas truly the final struggle betwixt light and dark. As the beast brought its crooked staff down upon thee, thou responded in kind with a quick thrust of thine shining sword. After a good bit of these exchanges, the beast called upon its darkened sorcery. Thou wert nearly pushed beyond thine brink, but thou persevered until the bitter end. After a long and painful clash, thine blade found the monster's heart, and the abyss perished alongside its terrible father. As thou caught thine breath, thou noticed a faint cry from whence the creature fell. 'Twas Princess Dusk, stripped bare and badly wounded. Thou wert quick to offer thine aid and rush to her side.'"
Thou hast rescued me once again. I fear, though, that this time... this time shall be the last our paths cross. I can see thee reaching for thine Estus flask, a fleeting attempt to save my life, but to no avail. 'Tis plainly clear the vessel is dry. Drained from thy valiant battle just now. My dear rescuer, please do not despair for me. 'Tis not thee who hath failed me. 'Tis I who have failed thee. I have failed my people, and indeed the whole of Ulysses. Through my failings, I've allowed the kingdom I was sworn to protect and serve be irrevocably scarred by the abyss. And for that, I have earned my fate. But thou hast destroyed that primeval beast and liberated Ulysses from its ornery wrath. The abyss shall soon fade with it, as will I. Even now, I can feel myself begin to fade. The wounds I've sustained have taken their toll. I am dying, my faithful champion. I have but one final request from thee, please. If thou wouldst be so kind, carry my broken body to the ruined stonework over yonder. Lay me upon its surface, and please let that be my deathbed. I do not wish to perish in the muck like some sort of slain animal. Please take care. My body is very frail. Thank you, my champion. I've just now realized I am bare. And under thy gaze, it is quite strange for my naked self to be glimpsed by anyone, let alone someone for which I have great divinity for. Someone such as thyself. But even still, I am glad of thine company here in my final moments. Please, take my hand. I'm scared. I still think of that creature from the abyss that preyed on me. My faculties were far from lucid, but I quite clearly sensed certain emotions. A wrenching nostalgia, a lost joy, an object of obsession, and a sincere hope to reclaim it. I wonder, could these thoughts belong to the beast from the abyss? But if that were true, then perhaps it truly is no beast at all. Please, do forgive my ramblings. It's just that I wish to know the truth before I die. There is much else I wish to do before I go. Things I know I'll never have the opportunity to experience. But with thy kind assistance, perhaps there is one thing I could yet encounter before my story comes to its end. Faithful undead, I am ashamed to ask this of thee, but I don't want to die a virgin. It'd be a shame to feel the release of death without first feeling the release of a man's seed inside me. engage in coitus with thee before my time is at an end. Please. Please. Make love to me, faithful undead. Retire thine title as rescuer and becometh my lover. If only for a short while. I beseech thee, please, make haste and remove thine armor. Let us both be naked for what comes next. Yes, yes, all of it, please. By the flame, thou art long and rigid betwixt thine legs. 'Tis almost unimaginable, the thought of thine manhood fitting inside my virgin folds. 'Twill be a test of my resolve, surely. Now, please, my newfound lover, please kiss me. Take my haggard breath away with thy lips. T'was my first kiss thou tookest just now. Today shall surely be fraught with firsts. My first kiss. My first intimacy. And my first and last dying breath. What art thou doing? Thou art kissing down along my neck and my breast. My stomach. Where my blood seeps from my wound. Thou art tending my torn flesh with thy tongue and by the flames, hast thou so little restraint? Thou art eating my virgin flower. To think such lewd unrest could be wrought upon me. Thine eager lips upon my budding heat. Such passion, such... Thine tongue is piercing my virgin flesh, my maiden's gash. Hath thou no mercy? I hath already been reduced to a writhing mass of quivering sex, and thy dancing tongue is to blame. Thou art ravaging me with nay but thine uncouth tongue. Now, with my flower drenched and my breasts heaving, I think I feel something growing within me. A flame has been lit in my chest. Then it moves down to my midriff. And further still, into my loins. The piece of mine own soul is about to shoot forth from my loins. It wells and churns within me, begging for release. And release it I shall. I shall release my passion upon thine eager face. Virginity as thine own. I wish to die in the grips of one last climax. As our loins spill out upon one another. This is my last request. Wilt thou fulfill it in kind? I see thou art as eager as I am. Thou art parting my lips with thine exquisitely. Please, take take me, my love. Tear my maidenhead asunder. Please, mayst thine cock rip through me with one furious plunge. Let it be one final twinge of pain. In the last chapter of my life, please, faithful undead. By the flame, thou hast pierced me, skewered me like spit roasted pig. I am nothing but a limp piece of meat hanging from thy lance. Now, my love, please thrust forth into my ruined loins. Ram thyself and me into the bitter end until I expire. How art thou finding my womanhood? Is it nice and tight for thee? Dost thou feel it gripping thy pulsing shaft? Canst thou feel my heartbeat through my loins? I'm glad I could at least serve as sheath for thine sword in the last fleeting moments of my life. Now, please, let me coax thee to thine coming climax. Let us writhe in each other's arms and bring ourselves to the pinnacle. I shall wait thee and come with thee. Thou art moaning with such passionate desire. It brings me peace to know the joy I'm giving thee. Know that thou hast given me the same joy. The joys of coitus I nay have found without thee. When I die, my soul will surely fade into a white, hot semblance of that very joy. I shall become very embodiment of sex. I shall feel only thy hardened staff pumping inside me for all of eternity. The memory of thy coming climax shall be engraved within my corpse's womb. I shall spend eternity filled with thine seed, never, ever to feel emptiness again. And by the flame, thine member answers my calls with a joyous spasm inside me. Thou art about to spill thy seed, art thou not? Sorry, but let this, my destiny, be fulfilled. Please, let me die in a rapturous final spasm around thyself. I shall die with thy member deep inside me. Please, let it out. Let it out. I shall be with thee now and forevermore. Please. My love. My love. My God. My love. It's coming. Oh, God. By the flame. Oh, God.
Her loins clamped down around thee as her heart went still, and there was a final, shuddering gasp of breath that escaped her lips. Her body twitched in thine embrace, gently stiffening under thine weight. As thou withdrew from her still warm folds, a rushing river of seed burst from her passage and pooled beneath her corpse. She was free. Her pain brought to a sudden end. Thou closed her eyes and kissed her dead lips, a tear falling upon her pale cheek as thou said farewell. Tearing a hefty piece of cloth from thine armor, thou wrapped her in its embrace and carried her back to the surface. To thine relief, the abyss had indeed subsided, and Ulysil hast begun to heal from the wounds inflicted upon it. Dusk was laid to rest in the Ulysil sanctuary, amidst her fallen brethren. The people of Ulysil mourned her, and never forgot her sacrifice. In the wake of her untimely death, they turned their attention to a new ruler, one who would lift Ulysil into a new age of prosperity and peace. That ruler was thee, and thou accepted thy new charge with sadness in thine heart, and determination to honour the memory of the late princess. I must say, I applaud thine stalwart bravery in saving Ulysil from the abyss. In truth, our land of Lord Ran wouldst not exist if not for thee. Though our kingdom still faces adversity, thine destiny was not to save it in this hour, but in many hours past. Fear not, chosen undead, for there shall be another, much like thee, whose arrival shall banish dark yet again. This time, I hope, forevermore. Rest now, for thou art a hero of old, and thou shalt never be forgotten.